Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome to the latest episode of The Big Inside View. My name is Martin, I produce the show, and together with Graham, we've decided to try something a little bit different. This is The Big Inside View, live from Sevilla, recorded last night, Wednesday, August 22nd, and what a night it was, with the Spaniards earning their place in the Champions League group stages, but only just. This is Graham's full matchday experience, from pre-match reflections to the action as it unfolds. This is a bonus episode for free. But from now on, these special editions will be exclusive to our socios. Become a socio by heading to patreon.com/GrahamHunter to unlock hours of bonus content. The more of you sign up, the more of the stuff we can produce. Enjoy.
But we're in Seville today, or at least I am. It's the Champions League qualifier second leg. It's Sevilla at home against Istanbul Başakşehir. Last week's game was really fascinating. New manager at Sevilla. Couple of new players. They played fabulously in an absolute deluge. Honestly, in the background, while Sevilla were winning, with that late goal from Beñeder supplied beautifully by the returnee, Jesús Navas, you could hear Noah building his ark and counting two by two by two and giraffes and warthogs and hamsters and I don't know, because the rain was a deluge, almost enough to get the game postponed. They made it through to the end, 2-1 win away from Sevilla. Today, though, if there's any background sound, and I hope there is, it's probably because I'm at the Sevilla team hotel right now. It's at least 38 degrees, stinking hot. People are wandering around with cocktails, the pool, the swimming pool is in full go. And they close the swimming pool in Sevilla if it's anything under 35 degrees. Doesn't matter what month of the year. The bar is in full tilt. And I'm beginning to think about the preparation for tonight's match, where Sevilla look firm favourites to go through. They've had 17 home matches in the Champions League in their history, won 12 of them. And they're talking about this being a lottery win. Tens of millions of pounds available for them in the Champions League if they get through. A guaranteed, I don't know, maybe minimum guaranteed 13 million just for getting in there before you start competing. So today what I'm going to bring you is short bursts of information when I get there, when I see the teams, what the stadium atmosphere is like, bits and pieces throughout the match about what the flow of the game is like. We'll be watching it. Manuel Adebayor, much travelled, who's dropped deep in there in the Istanbul team to play at a 10, although he looks like the 9, he's the playmaker. And if you're talking about far-travelled player, much-travelled players, Eldiro Elia, the Dutchman, the little Dutchman who's been at Werder Bremen, Juventus, Hamburg, Southampton, scored a rasper last week, which Sergio Rico didn't cope too well with. He's probably going to start. We'll see if Navas starts for Sevilla, Banega, and Pizarro and Nzonzi in the midfield. Fabulous midfield. It's going to be a right good game. I fancy Sevilla to go through, and there are reasons for that that will develop during the day. Going to be back with you quite soon when, with reluctance, I have to leave this swimming pool far behind. See ya. It's about 5:30, and I'm walking along the road from the team hotel towards the Nervión. You know, it's a Sanchez Pizjuan one. I'm doing this because you get the background noise of the cars and the honking horns and the cross don't cross noises, and to me, I'm doing it not just because we're building up to the match and I'm going there early for the TV meeting, but because of two things. Once you come away from the lovely shady atmosphere of the pool and you walk outside, it's like opening when you've been cooking Sunday lunch You open the oven to see how the leg of the lamb's doing, and you get this wafting sort of blanket of searing heat in your face. And I, for one, love it. And it reminds me of 35 years ago, because the first time I ever came to watch football in Spain was 82. Most of you know that. Second city I saw a game in, Scotland-Brazil, here in this city. The nervy ones in the posh part of it. That was at Betis's ground, Benito Villamarín. But right next to, or very, very close to where I am now, the Nervión Plaza, which is the shopping centre, which butts onto the stadium, is the train station. And of course, myself, Graham Runcie, and many hundreds of Tartan Army soldiers didn't have the money or the organisation to get back to Malaga and Fuengirola and Marbella, wherever, in 1982, after the late night kickoff, Scotland-Brazil. Tight game, 4-1 in the end. So we slept on the pavement outside the station. And I do remember there were some sort of creepy crawlies nicking about all over us at that time. But we were well enough anaesthetised to that kind of stuff that it was all part of the glorious experience. So there we go. Halfway to the Nervión right now. Soon be in the TV meeting. Get my serious head on now. Sad times. So this is when you begin to hear the noises that everybody recognises, no matter where you watch your soccer. That's the big bus arriving. It's Basaksehir. It's a hard word to say, but I've been practicing it. Coming off their team bus right now. Serious faces from the directors. I'd have to be honest with you, only a handful of faces that I recognise from previous... Oh, they're getting a welcome from the Sevilla fans. Previous matches. I like the way they try to play their football last week. They came off the back of the defeat at home to Sevilla and then lost again at the weekend. Just hear the engine of the bus in the background. Here they come off one by one. I'm going to try a little cheery hello to Emmanuel Adebayor if I see him getting off the bus. Wonder if I'll recognise him. I think I probably will. The bus is unmarked. That's something that visiting teams have taken to doing quite regularly. So beside me here, Jesus Gomez, the press chief of Sevilla. And favourite team in England, Jesus?
Sorry?
Favourite team in England?
Yes, of course.
Which is your favourite team in England?
Southampton.
He loves Southampton almost as much as he loves Sevilla.
And Southampton.
We love Southampton, me too. So, I don't know how I've managed it, because I haven't seen Emmanuel Adebayor getting off the bus just yet. But this time, one or two coming off. They're not particularly big team physically. Basaksehir. Now, counting them all off, and it's very, very slow progress. One of the things you notice when you're up this close is the players don't have to be responsible for their kit. That all gets brought into dressing room. They wander off the bus, headphones on, being looked after, being shown where to go, but they don't have to take their kit. They've all got their headphones in, they're all playing music. And here is Osmar Manuel. There he is, big Emmanuel Adebayor. I should just make a little bit clear who I was speaking to. That was Jesus Gomez, who's the press chief at Sevilla and a fanatic about Sevilla, but he loves Southampton. A quick way to introduce him is that first time my brother and I and Pete Jensen and Sid Lowe met him was in a bar after Sevilla beat Arsenal in the Champions League. We went to the bar with the directors of Sevilla, and Jesus bet me that he could name all 40 Scottish League grounds, and I couldn't. He won. He'd been to all of them as well. Fanatic about British football, adores Southampton almost as much as he loves Sevilla. And introduced me to the now disgraced and in jail Sevilla president that night. And I asked Del Nido whether Aberdeen could borrow Dani Alves for the night, because that later that week on Thursday we were playing against Atletico Madrid in the Europa League group stage. And he looked at me, Del Nido, and he said, "Listen, if you're playing Spurs, I'd lend you Dani Alves for Aberdeen, no problem at all." He said, "Anything to f*** Spurs." Who he still resented for stealing Juan de Ramos off them. So that's who Jesus Gomez was that spoke to you there and sang, "We love you, Southampton." We do. Such a great life we lead here. The arrival gets pre-announced by the applause from the fans at that end. Here comes the big Alompe Sevilla Football Club bus. The fans to my right are heading away by the Basaksehir bus. Can actually see the team arriving. Here they come all the same. There's Barizzo off first, prompt and quick. followed by Pareja, central defender. Finally, some noise. Finally, the fans can actually see. I told you they couldn't see properly for the first bus that arrived here. Sevilla are here. Fans are excited. Well, look, seeing as this is my podcast and yours, but like nobody else is controlling me, I can finally say something that has driven me mental for years. The music, in inverted commas, you get at stadiums pre-matches is now utter pish. And that's what's happening right now at the Nervion. Not many people here, maybe only a couple of hundred already. The Turkish keepers are out and warming up. Sergio Rico is not out for Sevilla. And I wish he would come out just to distract me from the... It's like listening to a dentist's drill, honestly. GTF. All right, I'm going to try and be a little bit professional now. It's about 15 minutes to kick off, just less. And what you're going to hear next, I'm trying to preview a little bit. Every Spanish club has got an himno. It's an anthem. It sounds like a hymn, but it's an anthem. And Sevilla have actually got two. The first one they abandoned in 2005 when they reached their centenary. And they asked the famous singer, Javier Labandón, to write El Arrebato. And it's just this brilliant song about how proud they are of Sevilla and how they're only here in the stadium to watch Sevilla, and they'll be Sevillistas until they die. And it goes on and on and on, but it's got beautiful rhythm. It's got that flamenco Andalusian clapping to begin it. And let me tell you something, it's so good that it's the, for my money, it's the best anthem anywhere in Europe, including Anfield, Parkhead, I don't care. And what's more, in 2005, it was so popular that it was the second most sold song in Spain, and it got a gold disc. And it'll be the next sound you hear. It's orgasmic. There have been bigger crowds here than I've been here listening to the hymn, but every you hear people saying with the Champions League anthem, the hairs go up in the back of your neck. Well, not for me. That does it. Let's go on with the game now.
Yeah. That's the beriberi. You can hear the ultras. And the goal to my left is the hardline fans who, when they found David Dean in the stadium trying to buy Jose Antonio Reyes all those years ago, stormed the stadium, broke the windows, trying to persuade Sevilla not to let their winger go to Arsenal. It's, as expected, Sevilla in a 4-3-3 formation. Sergio Rico in goal, Mercado at right back, Pareja and Lenglet in centre defence. Escudero, wonderful talent at left back, he'll be flying left back. Eva Manega, Pizarro, the new Argentinian, and Zonzi in the centre, Correa, Wissam Ben Yedder, and Jesus Navas up front. I'm very far from mocking him, believe me, but I'm going to have to make a point in this way. Emmanuel Adebayor once into the Champions League this year. I've never seen him work this hard, even when he was a junior playing for Monaco, and I was first advised to go watch him long before he hit England and the multitude of other clubs he's played for. He chased Stephen Nzonzi from three quarters of the way up the pitch right into his own corner flag, trying to close him down. And it's a while since I've seen an old man who do that. He wants the glory. One last big shot of the Champions League, you better believe it. Part of the reason for the noise there was that, as I say here, we're playing absolutely fabulous football across their own penalty area, including the keeper, the right back, squared to Emery, who's turning, trying to get away. But as I say here, I've just scored. Unbelievable. I told you that Adebayor, they're going crazy down on the bench in front of the Turks. I told you that Adebayor was switched on, that he won in the Champions League. He was playing deep on the right wing. His lovely ball sent the scorer through, sent the right winger through, pardon me, crossed across, side footed in past Sergio Rico. Okay, it's all square in the night. Sevilla still have an away goals lead. The Bayern are still singing. But if I'm honest, the team from Istanbul have been the better so far. And Adebayor, who was lambasted, wasn't he, in England for being lazy and past it, whatever? He's taking charge of this game, and he's enjoying it. And it's 1-0. And I thought as much. It's World Cup finalists from 2010. I was there. Should have spotted him first time. You know, Elia. Yes, second time in 2 weeks he scored this one, a far superior goal to the one he got in Istanbul last week. He was at the back post, he got his starting place because he was so good when he came on against Sevilla last week. Played for Holland in the World Cup final against Spain. I saw him losing that. Heartbreaking night for him, but here he goes again. There's another World Cup finalist on the pitch on the other side. Jesus Navas was playing that night and he started the move from which Iniesta scored that World Cup winning goal to break poor old Elia's heart. Well, The boots on the other heart tonight, the boots on the other foot tonight. Think of a sort of adjective or metaphor amongst yourselves while I'm gone. Thanks. One thing I'll tell you right now, if you haven't started to watch already, Guido Pizarro, 27-year-old Argentinian that Sevilla have just bought from Mexican football, from Tigres, you're going to like him. I'm taking a chance now because it's a water break. It's so hot that the teams are getting a little refreshment break. And the thing about Pizarro is, he's like a slightly more mobile in zones. He tidies up, finds the ball. Fantastic balance, time on the ball. 9 times out of 10, or even better, 98 times out of 100. He'll not only find his teammate, but he'll find the right place to give to the teammate. When the teammate's not under pressure, put the ball slightly in front of him. Things that make you love midfielders. And when Banega is fit, which he's clearly not right now, that Nzonzi, Pizarro, Banega midfield is going to be a thing of beauty to watch. I ranted and raved all season about Nzonzi, and probably most of you know that. And to me, he was there or thereabouts to be Sevilla's best player. Slightly tired towards the end of the season, but Pizarro's cut from the same cloth. The thing that's bizarre about Pizarro is that his coach, Berizzo, countryman, Argentinian, hasn't spotted that Adebayor is running the game for the Turks. And that Sevilla's sort of superfluity of players, extra players in midfield, because the fullbacks push on, means that Pizarro or Nzonzi, not Benega for sure, could be dropping and smothering Adebayor, stopping him from playing. Adebayor just playing catch ball with Willie Cullen right now. It's quite, I don't quite know what he's saying to him, but he's going up to him, held the ball out to him and dropped it. And like Willie Cullen comes up to just above Adebayor's waistband, and there's been a little bit of digging there, humorous digging from the player to the ref. He doesn't know what he's taking on, obviously, but boy, so we have to wake up and close Adebayor out of this game, either stop him getting the ball or close him down when he's got the ball. So we go, free kick, 8 minutes to half time. Banega over it, nobody else allowed near it. Jacks out in front of their bench, gesturing at the wall. The keeper's happy, but the bench or not. Well, the column's in the way. Gets out of the way now. Banega, hands on hips. Ready, strikes. Miles over. Thank you. Good night. It's not your best shot. Ever Banega, ever optimistic. One of the things I love about coming to these games, just as part of the halftime summing up what's going on, is that you watch on the television and you see one thing, and Zaxa here's fullback Junior Caicera was just handed his underpants back by Sevilla last week. Correa was teaching him what speed and tricky feet was all about. Escudero scored from that side of the pitch as well. And this week he's come here and he's been at the heart of this goal that gives him a halftime 1-0 lead, where Adebayor lays it off to him and he's deep in his own half. He starts a little run, 80 on his back, and the guy who last week was duffing him up, Joaquin Correa trots with him and then reckons, I'm not going to make a 50, 60 metre run. I'm going to drop off and mark somebody else. So what happens is Caicera keeps on running, Adebayor swivels, gives him the ball, and Caicera's now completely free to cross from the right and find Eldiro Elia at the back post. Correa wholly at fault, but also a full seesaw tilt the other way from how things were going last week. That's the beauty of coming and watching this thing. And any football fan will recognise that a match has got personality or an atmosphere. And you can, if you've got enough football, it's like putting your fingers in the air and rubbing them together so I can feel rain coming. Sevilla have had just about equal possession. They've had three really good chances. Hit the keeper through Correa. Banera missed the far post by 2 inches, and Mercado hit the bar. But not only are they losing 1-0, it's like, you know that jar of sort of peanut butter or raspberry jam that's right at the back of the cupboard? You know it's there, but you can't quite reach it. And you're thinking, I'm going to go for that. And then you start reaching, you bring it forward and forward and forward, and you drop it, and it smashes in the floor. So if you started with that kind of jar of raspberry jam right at the back of their head, and it was marked, what if we lose this? What if we lose from 2-1 up to a week ago? And then gradually that jar has worked its way forward on the shelf to, what if we do lose this? And they're just about to drop the jam jar at the moment because they're nervy, the passes aren't right, the fans are just getting a little bit nippy. Second half starting now. More personality is needed. More crispness, more efficiency from Sevilla. Otherwise, the unthinkable, the dropping of that jam jar, on the cards.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
There you go. There's the equaliser. Starting to believe again. fabulous mood. Absolutely fabulous. I've been doing in Korea a little bit, but his work in the midfield was pretty sensational. The ball was played out to the right. Beautiful curling cross. And then the back post header. Absolutely good. Keeper all ends up. There's his Navas. Right foot. Curled it in beautifully. Sergio Escudero gets his second goal of the tie. Correa was absolutely fantastic. One that held off his man. I was going on and on about Teixeira. But Correa held him off. Fed Navas down the right. Navas has got his foot right round it, curled it to the back post. Escudero, the flying left back, Spain national team light, second goal of the tie, all square in the night, very, very square mental. Fred's loving this now, and that's the second time in quick succession that Correa has won the ball, held off his man, run halfway across the pitch from side to side, turning left to right, fed Navas, this time the ball goes for a corner. But there's a buzz now, there's a certainty, whereas before there were nerves.
Unbelievable. Absolutely. You wouldn't believe your eyes if you were sitting watching this. Zonzi wins it in midfield, robs, makes sure that he holds the ball, gives it to Ben Yedder. Ben Yedder's away. Instead of squaring it, he doubles back, causes trouble, lets a Pasak share of players get in the way. Finally then, threads a ball through to Nzonzi, who's on his own in front of the goalkeeper, who first times it side-foots it past the post from a stick-in-the-net range, meaning that they've now missed three pretty clear setters, hit the bar, and it's still at 67 minutes balanced at 1-1. Nzonzi's a hell of a player, but Gerd Müller, he's not. Maybe every single ground is like this. There's jam-packed in Nervy on tonight, 34,000 people, and they're very volatile. So when, and they've got this Nien accent, the Andalusian accent, is not like all over Spain. So when a player does well, you hear 34,000 people saying good, which is bien, and echoes around. And the free kick just got pumped into the Sevilla box, and Sergio Rico, it was his ball, 34,000 people shouting, Mortero! Mortero! In one voice. It's absolutely, it's not an echo chamber, it's just like one 34,000 watt strong voice. Absolutely love football. Huge, huge ovation for Joaquin Correa as he goes off. I actually get to name Europe's man of the match tonight, and it takes the case away a little bit when he's going off before 70 minutes. But boy, he's been fabulous. And listen to the applause. They've loved it. 23-year-old Argentinian. Face like a 12-year-old. Looks like butter wouldn't melt in his microwave. Never mind his mouth. Boy can play. Boy can absolutely play. But here comes a barrel load of fun. Nolito. Spain's Jimmy Boulard. One of the funniest people I've ever met in my life. Just not looking as trim as he might do right now. But boy, I'm glad he's back in Spain. I'll tell you what, that was like, I don't know, Dances with Wolves, Dances with the Stars, Strictly Come Dribbling, I don't know. It's got in from Ben Yedder, his second of the tie, but bloody hell, the way in which that was made. A warning to Nolito was special, a warning to them it was lovely to have him back in Spain. He tried to beat about, he beat one man about three times in that move. Reminded me of a sort of Spanish Ian Scanlon. That's the tie. That's the year in the group stage. It's also the drinks break, but oh my word. Talk about good coaching. Last week in Istanbul, Benito brought on Jesus Navas, who immediately made a goal for Ben Yedder. Now that Nolito comes on, just skipping past tackles, dribbling for fun, never sure what he was quite going to do, because twice he had chances to shoot, back past the same man again, Ben Yedder. He's got to come in on his right foot, curve it across the face of the keeper and in. So back in the mixer now, 2-2, about 8 minutes plus added time to go. Vicia whacked that in pretty viciously. Nerves haven't taken over in the stadium yet, but they're like cheering and whistling every time the orange shirts get the ball. This is tight. One more goal by my calculation would win it for the Turks. So the end of the story is that I'm standing as the Sevilla bus rolls quietly past me. It's the quietest thing that's happened since this blooming match kicked off. That was sensational entertainment. It might not have been as streamlined and as mean as Sevilla want to be in the Champions League, in particular if they want to progress from the group stage that they just qualified for. But this is what a Sanchez Pizjuan, the Nervion, was built for. The nerves were shredded by the end. I interviewed both Elia, who scored, and Adebayor, who was by far the Turks' best player. And they pointed out that with a little bit more control in front of goal, if Emery's shot hadn't come back off the woodwork, they're through. It was sensational. The crowd roared. We make a big fuss out of the Calderon, and understandably so. And it was only the other day, Luis Garcia, ex-Liverpool, was telling me that when anybody asks him, is there anything like Anfield around Europe, he says the Calderon. Well, let me tell you, on a night like this, when Sevilla roars, the red and white half of Sevilla roars, I suspect you could hear it in Turkey. Flipping heck. This was brilliant. 2-2, Sevilla march on to Monaco for the Champions League draw and in the group stages. It's been nice sharing it with you. See you next time.
We really hope you enjoyed this special edition of the Big Inside View live from Sevilla. We love producing it, we'd like to do more of it, but that only happens with your support. You can support us by becoming a Big Interview Socio at patreon.com/GrahamHunter. The more of you sign up, the more of this stuff we can do. See you on the other side.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.